Hi, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Sorry for the phone tag. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so I think I figured out the call inherent issue. You file one tax return, which I know sweeps up all your subsidiaries. The whole issue is if this Everest, I'm sorry, your other loan is being viewed as a stack. I'm also well aware that OnDeck doesn't do what's called stacking. So when they came to you, they underwrote your account individually without really caring about the other accounts, correct?
No, because I saw that it was a global thing, and when I signed, I think they it was all those closed. They got tax returns as well.
Okay, just you know, because
OnDeck, but they just cared about that account. They just cared.
Yeah, because OnDeck doesn't do what's called a stack. They just don't do it. They won't ever give a loan to someone who already currently has one. And different underwriters and programs view different things. Here's the whole challenge. In my opinion, your rapid advance loan has nothing to do with your other account. I view it as a different business. However, one of our underwriters is reaching out to Rapid and saying, hey, look, is this file involved? Is this all kind of intertwined? And apparently they're getting the answer is yes, which I don't think is correct. Do you know if your Rapid contract...
Where are they getting the answer from?
I think they're reaching out to a contact there. I honestly am not giving that information, but I think I have a way to solve it. Do you know if your Rapid loan has anything to do with these other businesses, or is it just under that account? Because that's the inherent challenge. If it's viewed as these businesses, then everything subsequently would be viewed as a position on the business. I don't know how they file, how they do your UCC filings, but that's the inherent issue. And if I can prove that that loan is under, what business is that loan under?
I'm finding you right now. Hold on.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry about this. I'm trying my hardest here.
Hold on.
You're a reasonable person, so.
It doesn't work out. We're not dying for money here, but we can always use it. Here it is. It's under borrower Singularity Ventures, the parent.
Okay.
For Rapid Advance. That's the one we got from United Capital Source.
And so the borrower is who? Singularity Ventures?
Yep.
Could you send me that contract?
Hold on. I don't know if that's good or not to do that, but let me send it to you anyway.
I'm not going to send it to them.
I know, but am I allowed to do that?
I don't see why not. People send our contract to people all the time.
I never do that. That's assholes. Hold on. Let me see.
I'm going to take a look at it before I forward it. I want to see, because that's the whole inherent thing is to figure out, is this
loan... It is under a parent, 100%. I'm signing at Singularity. I'm as officer of Singularity, borrower at Singularity. So Singularity, the Rapid Advance comes out of the Singularity account, not the consulting group, the big account. So yeah, that's right. It comes out of the main account anyway. Rapid comes out of Singularity anyway.
And Singularity is a separate. Do you do business as Singularity?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we don't. It's a separate business altogether. It's a management holding company. Separate tax ID. We have some consulting services, but not like ridiculous amounts.
But the loan was only
Singularity. Nothing to do with Manatheory Consulting Group.
There you whatsoever. Go. That's going to be my argument. My argument is going to be, hey, look.
It's 100%.
You're putting this under, you could use the argument that this is going under, like, the parent company. You could use that argument. But at the same time.
That's why they're taking the money out of the parent company.
And I wish it was coming out of the subsidiary, because top to bottom, bottom to top. But I think I'd like to show this to them, to my underwriter, and say, hey, look, credit officer, look, this is what is going on. I'm going to review it, though, before I send it, so you have to give me about 30 minutes, because I just don't want to fire it without reading it and kind of looking at a few things.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Perfect. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.